Daf Yud Zayin. So we're continuing to go through the tefillos that these Rebbeim used to say after their Shmona Esrei. We bring down the Yehi Ratzon that Rav Alexandri used to say after Shmona Esrei. And we said, no, this could have been the one that Rav Hamnuna said. And we bring down a different one for Rav Alexandri. We bring in the Yehi Ratzon that Rav would say after Shmona Esrei. And this is actually what Rav Hamnuna Zuti, this Yehi Ratzon that Rav used, was actually his Vidoy of Yom Kippur. And it's actually the one that we use today. Marbrei de Ravina would say the Elokai Netzor that we say today. That's what he would say after Shmona Esrei, and that's where we get it from. Rav Sheshes would say Yehi Ratzon after fasting, and he would say that just like a karban is a kapara, a way to atone for sins, so to this fast should be as if I brought a karban and I was forgiven for my sins. After Rav Yochanan would finish the Sefer Iyov, he would say, wow, everyone is destined to die, and really life is kind of meaningless, but fortunate is the one who learns Torah and lives his life in a way that is pleasing to Hashem. Rav Meir used to say that, you know, along the lines of Hashem wants us to learn and to follow in His ways and stay away from sin and do good, etc., etc. The Rabbanan in Yavne would say that they learn hard and they have a friend who works hard in the field, and this friend has no interest in learning Torah and they have no interest in working in the field. And you shouldn't say that the reason the friend is not learning is because he knows he can't do a lot, so instead of trying to do a little, he's just not going to do anything at all. And because you shouldn't say that, because Hashem is very happy with one who learns a lot and one who learns a little, as long as you have proper kavana. So don't say that the reason the friend is not learning is because he can't learn enough, because there's no such thing as not enough. Abai says that a person should always be soft-spoken and pleasant and peaceable to everyone, even random non-Jews that he meets. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to greet everyone before they would greet him, even the random goyim that he would meet in the shuk. Rava says that you have to be a good person. You can't just learn Torah and be a bad person. And if you learn Torah for lo lishma reasons, meaning if you're just learning Torah to be for like knowledge, just to be able to argue and disprove people, then it's better that you were never created. Rav says that Olam Haba is not like Olam Hazeh. In Olam Haba, there's no eating, there's no drinking, relations, business, jealousy, anger, competition, none of those things. It's just tzaddikim sitting with crowns on their head and delighting and enjoying in the radiance of Hashem. Rav says that women have a double promise for Olam Haba, and where does their reward come from? It comes from bringing their kids to the Beis Medrash to learn, to being okay with their husbands going to learn, and for waiting for their husbands to come back from the Beis Medrash at night. When the Rabbanan used to leave the Beis Medrash of Rav Chanina and Rav, they would give each other these very nice brachas for peace and success and many other very nice brachas as they were departing from each other. When the Rabbanan would leave the Beis Medrash of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani and Rav Chista, they would say, Alufenu Misuvalim, that our leaders are laden. And Rav and Shmuel had a disagreement over what that meant, that our leaders are laden. One says that it means that our leaders in Torah are laden with mitzvos, and the other says that our leaders in Torah and mitzvos are laden with suffering. So we bring in a pasuk and we break up this pasuk and we say in peretz if that pasuk says that your company shouldn't be like David who had Achitofel, ve'en yotzas that your company shouldn't be like Shaul who had Doeg Ha'adomi, Ve'en Sucha, that your company shouldn't be like Elisha who had Gehazi, Baruch Avosenu, that you shouldn't have a son or a student who's depraved. And then the Avir Lev of that Pasuk, which means fierce of heart. Rav and Shmuel again disagree over what these fierce of heart is talking about. One says that this is describing that the whole world is supported by Hashem, but the tzaddikim are supported by their own merit. And the other says that the whole world is supported by the merit of these tzaddikim, but even they don't get supported by their merit. Like Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that every day there was this bas kol, this heavenly voice that would go out and say the whole world is sustained by Chanina, who's this big tzaddik, and he would be fine with just one kav of carib for the whole week. So he didn't need much, but his merit still supported the entire world. Now, this disagrees with Rav Yehuda, who says, what's Avir Lev? It's talking about the Givonim, who were wicked because they never actually converted, according to Rav Yosef. Rav Ashi says, no, it's talking about the people in the town of Mechasya, who are these Avir Lev, these fears of heart, because they got to hear Torah twice a year, at the public lectures, one in Adar for the Hilchos Pesach, and one in Elul to discuss Hilchos Sukkah. So there were these big public lectures that everyone heard, and these people still never converted, and they should have because they were learning lots of Torah. So the Mishnah before had said that a chassan can say kriyashma if he wants to, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that not everyone can decide that they're on a high enough level to decide that they have kavana for Kriyat Shema. So this seems to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is worried about being haughty, because if you're going to start saying Kriyat Shema, it's going to make it look like, oh, I'm such a great Talmud Chacham, I have the proper kavana. And that looks a little haughty, but the Chachamim seem to not be worried, because they say, yeah, whoever wants to can. Seems like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is worried about being haughty, and the Chachamim are not. We have a Mishnah that says that if you're in a place where you work on Tisha B'Av, then you can work. If you're in a place where people don't work, then you can't work on Tisha B'Av. And we said that a Talmud Chacham, though, should never work. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that everyone should make themselves a Talmud Chacham and not work. But now we have a problem, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel here seems to say that there's no problem of arrogance, and the Chachamim seem to say there is a problem of arrogance, so that seems flipped. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, you should switch the opinions, they're wrong. But Rav Shesha berates, Rav Edi tries to come up with a better answer. He says, don't switch the opinion. Really, the Chachamim are saying this. Since everyone is saying Kriyat Shema, the Chassan saying Kriyat Shema is not going to seem arrogant. But if everyone's doing work and he is not doing work, then that is going to seem arrogant. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that we know that it's not possible for any Chassan to have the proper Kavanah for Kriyat Shema. So if he says Kriyat Shema, that's going to seem arrogant. But if he doesn't work, then people are just going to say, oh yeah, even on a regular working day, there are tons of people who don't work. It's not a show of arrogance. Hadron Allah Chaya Koresh Goyach, on finishing the second parak. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak says that if you have a dead relative before you who hasn't been buried, then you are putter from Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin, and all mitzvos. The people that are carrying the bier, those that they switch with, and those who switch with the people that they switch with, all, and also in terms of people who have yet to carry the bier and who already carry the bier, if they're people that did not carry it yet and they are needed, then they don't have to say tefillin and Kriyat Shema. But if they have already carried it and they are still needed, then they do have to say Kriyat Shema and put on tefillin. But all these people before that are carrying, this is how we look at the people who are carrying it. If they have already gone but are needed, they're putter. If they have not yet gone, sorry, if they have gone but are needed, then they are chayav. But if they have not yet gone but are still needed, then they are putter. But both, whether or not they have already carried the bier or have not carried the bier, they are both going to be putter from Shmona Esrei. So after the burial, though, if the people who are there to comfort the Avelim are able to say Kriyat Shema before the Avelim pass before them in the line to get the condolences, so if they have time to say Kriyat Shema before they have to say Amakom before the Avelim get to them, then they should say it. But if there's not enough time for them to finish Kriyat Shema, then they shouldn't say it. And if the people who are standing in the inner line where the Avelim are going to walk before, if they're in the inner line, they are putter from Kriyat Shema, and if they are on the outside, they are chayav shkach.